What's up, kids? Golden Tire Podcast. We here. This is third podcast in 2 days, so hopefully
this one sticks.
Guest driven. No, the second one stuck. The first one didn't stick. But John Klein is in the house.
Yo yo.
Hello.
What's going on?
And everything's good over here. Had a long day. I've done a podcast and I did 4 car reviews this morning.
That sounds awful.
Busy day. How's your day?
It's been all right.
Yeah. You rolled up in a fake A8.
Yeah.
It's dope, actually.
It's really comfortable.
Is that a G90?
Yeah.
Genesis G90?
It's the big motor, too. It's the, well, a big motor now.
Is it a 5-liter V8?
No. They got rid of the 5-liter.
Did they?
Yeah.
It was kind of a sweetheart of an engine,
I know.
Actually. It's the best thing by far about that R-Spec thing they had.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, but this one's the new 3.3 turbo.
Turbo? Yeah.
Turbo.
Twin turbo?
I think it's a twin turbo.
Kind of fun to say that.
It does.
Twin turbo?
Twin turbo.
But
there's a rumor that it's going to go into coupe.
Mm. I thought the coupe was kind of dead. Is the coupe kind of dead?
No.
It's not?
No.
That's good.
I have been told, incidentally from a Hyundai rep, like one of their designers, that the coupe is definitely on the horizon. They just got a couple things before that, and one of them, I think, is an SUV.
Big surprise. That's where the money is.
Yep.
I always... liked the second gen coupes pretty. They're nice little cars.
The last one?
Yeah, the big mouth one. But I could never pick them over something else. Now, I don't mean that to be a dick. I just
I totally get that.
It's not what I'd want something a little less well rounded, right?
Yeah, like an FRS. Or
pretty much.
Yeah, whatever it's called now, GT86.
Do they officially change it?
Yeah.
I don't keep up with these.
Well, because it switched from Scion, because Scion
Dead. Obviously. Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course they did.
Yeah. But I drove the last gen, and it was the R-Spec.
The Genesis?
Yeah. The coupe.
The first gen was not so good. The second gen was better.
It was better. It still wouldn't let you really drift, which kind of sucked.
I didn't actually try to drift it. It was kind
of
fun.
It got real hot. I remember that.
Did it?
Yeah. The engine bay got super, super, super hot.
Did the just touching it, or did the gauges go?
The gauges were fine, but the actual I remember we were shooting it for something, I don't remember what, but we just put our hand down on the hood, and it just singed all of us.
Were you in the desert?
No. Well, Santa Clarita, but in the mountains.
Okay,
I mean Little Tujunga.
Okay, I could see it getting hot. It could happen.
Yeah,
I've gotten cars. I got a car hot today, although it might have been a broken sensor. First gen CTSV.
Oh yeah, well,
but no, five minutes.
It should have been fine.
It's 5 minutes of medium driving at not even that hot of a temperature, and the oil gauge started going ding ding ding, and it read 330 degrees.
That.
But you know Bozy?
Yeah, yeah.
So I hit up Bozy because he knows these things, and I was like, "What's up with this?" And he said, "There was a TSB out for a reflash for a faulty sensor, so it's probably never had the flash done."
Yeah.
Come to think of it, I should probably email that to the guy. I'll note that.
Bozy and everyone else and Freddie all came to my aid last night because my Golf decided just to take a shit.
Your new Golf?
Yeah.
Really? What kind of shit did it take?
Electrical.
Really?
Everything just went to fuck all.
Really?
Yeah. We actually went to get tacos.
Uh-huh.
And... we just parked it, and then all of a sudden, I tried turning it on again, and it just went...
like that tick, 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 tick?
Yeah, but
and then
not a usual tick. It didn't sound like it was just the battery that was dead.
Yeah.
It sounded like everything was dead, and it just died. It had to be trailered to Volkswagen. But supposedly, it's just the battery, but I don't know if I believe that.
That sucks. I'm so sorry. Well, when do you get it back?
Tomorrow.
Okay. All right, well, fingers crossed.
Well, it's now Allie's car.
So is that... Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Because
I drive press cars.
Oh, really? You're that guy now.
Well...
You got a magazine fleet. God, I'm so jelly.
Well, I had a motorcycle, and then I took that to the dealer, and it decided to die, and...
Really?
Oh, yeah. Engine completely seized on me.
Can we say it got Kleined?
Yeah.
Can that be... Is that... It's like the new Munson?
Yeah.
It got Kleined for sure.
Well, it originally...
Remind me to make a t-shirt of this.
Kleining originally, per Jeff, was just me killing tires, and now it's...
Yeah.
It's just killing everything.
Now you're just killing everything you touch.
Everything.
Hands off the table. We need this rig.
I won't touch it.
We first sat down and went... I was like, oh, no. Settle in, baby. We're here. We have, you know, we so okay, you've been on adventures.
Been on a couple. And
I want to hear about the sprint car.
Those are dope.
Did Pooh come out?
No.
Is it? It's either way harder than it looks, or kind of easy and crazy and fun.
It's crazy and fun. I don't know if it's easier than it looks, because I thought going into it, it'd be like a drift car.
And it's not.
No.
What is it?
Like a rally car.
Oh, okay.
So instead of power most of the time and sliding everything, you're coming in hot from like the very narrow straights.
Yeah.
Off gas.
And then you're just hucking it sideways.
Hitting the brake, getting it to corner around, and then midway through, you're making a straight line again.
Huh. Sounds like a party.
Yeah.
One speed?
Throttle travel is a quarter of an inch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's on or off?
It's on or off.
Is that the point? Is the point to be? I mean, I guess it's a race
car. I don't really know,
because
they kept telling me, they're like, be smooth. And I'm like, how the fuck do I be smooth with this much travel? And they're like, you just do it. And I'm like, how? Teach me how, gurus.
And was it a direct drive or was there a gearbox?
Direct drive.
So you have to get, did you have to get push started?
Yes, I did.
That's fun.
Which is really fun.
Yeah. What, do you just dump the clutch from?
No. There's no clutch. All you do is it's being pushed.
And it's just that fires the motor.
It's in, like, there's a neutral and then there's a gear.
Yeah.
And you just put it into gear. You wait till oil pressure comes on, which is the only gauge in this thing. And then you hit a starter switch, but it's not like a traditional starter. It's more like a taser that just shocks the engine.
Really? And it shoots a huge spark there?
Yeah, and then turns it on. Because it doesn't, like... You just go from
what technology? Nothing. This?
Oh, this it gets
what
better.
What year approximately is that technology?
1910.
From? Of course,
because the steering box is the exact same design as a Model T.
Oh, that makes sense. I mean, it makes sense. Would it be beneficial to run a sprint car rack in your Model T? Do you think make it handle better?
Probably
make it sketchier. I bet it's even quicker ratio, right?
Yeah.
Model T's has a fucked up at Bothwell on All Cars Go to Heaven to watch this motherfucker drive the Model T.
The man's a maniac, though.
But the amount of steering, it's literally like one turn lock to lock. To off-road like that for hours is crazy. Motherfucker had like Popeye arms by the end of it. And he could do it while smoking an 18-inch cigar.
That's baller. So these had these had power steering, but not really
power Model T racks.
It's weird because
like a fucking RC car.
Because
right?
Like the tires are 8 inches across in the front, but so you have a little bit of power steering, but it doesn't really feel like power steering. It feels like 4C, like Alpha 4C kind of steering.
Is that a compliment?
So, no. So it's heavy, and it's really awkward because the wheel is angled kind of. More like a bus.
I understand the bus drive. Yeah, the bus driver position for sure. I usually call it UPS truck, but you say
deal. Same deal.
Yeah, and how many turns would you say lock to lock?
Oh, you're never doing anything more than
it's like a hat. Like
it's like a half turn, and then you're immediately as soon as you go into it, you're going into a slide. Yeah. So you're counter steering all of it. So you're never really lock to lock. I mean, it's probably half a turn.
And how much of it, like, when I've seen these things race, I've never been in one, when I see these things race, they carve a pretty specific groove in the track.
Yeah.
Like, how much of the groove drives you through the corner?
Some of it.
It's like, is it like sliding into a snow embankment, like in the, you know?
If you get outside, you definitely get, like, a weird kind of vibration.
Does it get soft towards the wall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it gets super sketchy. But then, as soon as you go around it a couple times, so we did 50 laps. Like spaced out. It was probably more, but I did my laps in the first part of the day when it was kind of like clumpy. And then I did my last laps at the last end of the day when the track was essentially ice.
That sounds so awesome.
It was amazing.
And how long the track? How long is the track?
This one was a 5th mile oval.
So weird. I've never.
It's a weird.
I'm not sure I've heard of a fifth.
It's small. It's super small. It's the one
it's a lap
in Ventura.
Like 10 seconds, like 18 seconds or something.
Sort of like that. Yeah.
I think I was on an 8th mile once, and a lap was like 18 seconds.
It's
It was so silly. I did 5 laps. I was like super dizzy.
The people, like the guys that do this, like for like a living, like professionals, they do it in like 18 seconds. So like it was me, Alana, Bossom, and then Brad Iger from like Digital Trends and something. And we were doing it way slower than that because we had none of us knew what the hell were you doing.
That still sounds like the best. Did you guys race each other?
No, they wouldn't let us out.
Really? Yeah. No timed runs.
No timed runs.
You know, but I understand.
We had 650 horsepower.
Completely understand.
Direct drive, which was baller as fuck.
And what's was it like a school specifically?
Yeah, yeah. Corey Kersman Racing School. So you can go and do this for like I think it's $800, and you get 50 laps.
For 50 laps.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
It's half a day.
That's not bad.
And I really like these aren't that. Like watered down race cars like you usually get at performance schools. These are literally the cars they raced the night before.
Oh, they're renting their personal cars out of these people?
They have two cars that are...
There's got to be an insurance policy, right?
They have really good deals with their sponsors. That's what they told me.
Really?
Yeah, they get everything.
Do people write off the cars?
You have to sign a waiver.
100% people write these things off. Are they built to splatter?
Not really. They're built fairly tough.
They tumble, right?
Yeah. These didn't have the wings, which is
good. No aero.
No aero, because it's... The fifth mile oval that we were at, it doesn't need wing.
Okay. So what are the big, what's the big one? Is that a quarter mile oval is the big one?
I think like a half mile.
Half mile?
Yeah.
I went to one in North Carolina where there was kids racing.
Oh, yeah. Two kids showed up in like smaller little sprint cars and they were flying.
Dude, I was at an all kids night, but it was in, what's the fucking town in North Carolina? Mooresville?
Yeah.
Where like NASCAR is?
Yeah.
So it was literally the kids of like Dale Earnhardt Jr. and all their kids. And these kids are nasty as hell.
Hucking it.
Crazy speeds. Crazy speeds. I think that was a sixth mile or something.
Yeah.
Like
so the two kids that showed up, they're like 10. And they're running midgets, which are the four cylinders.
Right.
So the big V8s that we were driving, you get off the gas. And you're like, all right, you drive it like a rally car. With the midgets, you're driving it like a drift car. So they're on gas. They were on gas, four cylinders, just flying around the track.
Bike motors?
I don't know. Like maybe.
Whatever. That sounds great.
They were way faster than all of us.
I bet. A fast kid is nothing to fuck with.
No.
You go to a kart track, you see a 12-year-old there that is got, you know, properly geared up. You're prepared to see some shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The one kid came with, like, a bag, and he had full race suit and, like, personalized helmet. I'm like, all right, fuck
you. Was it full painted? Full paint?
Yeah.
Like a Death Star or something?
It was obnoxious to the point I was like, all right, I'm going to get beat by this kid.
Yeah.
Kind of just want to run you over right now.
Yeah, just back off and just be like, you know, even if you win, just be like, yeah, I let him.
Yeah.
Done.
He's a kid. I'm not going to beat a kid.
He's a kid. I'm a professional automotive journalist.
I can't beat a kid.
Let me stop this just in case, just so I don't pull a Danny George.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Which is a me. Hang on. We are recording. I haven't ruined things. Thank the Lord.
That's good. We're good.
I only started referring to the Lord when I started being responsible for the show.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, Muhammad, and everyone.
You know.
Jewish
now
Jesus.
Now I got to wear headphones and stuff. Have you watched the Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine thing on HBO?
Not yet.
You know, I kind of hated Beats a lot, and I still kind of do, but you have to respect the hustle.
Oh, yeah. He sold it.
Yeah,
for
$3.2 billion.
But he bought it. Like, he sold it for, like, money, and then bought it back, and then sold it again.
Did he sell it twice?
Yeah.
Well, they left that part out.
I think he sold it for $50 million. He then, like, built up some cash, and then, like, it wasn't doing that hot. He bought it again and then sold it to whoever owns it now.
Sprint? Apple.
Apple? Okay. Yeah.
$3.2 billion.
Yeah. Sold it to Apple.
Yeah. Oh, that's possible. They left out some of the details of that.
Yeah.
Because they were focusing on, you know.
The big one. The big selling.
Yeah.
$3.2 billion.
You hear the B. That's what they want. Well, can you slide that fan kind of under the table?
Yeah.
I think I can hear it. Like, look, our air conditioning is broken. Like, I feel like a duty. Oh, that's way better. I feel a duty to give like technical updates because I want to.
So everyone knows.
Well, we're moving towards live, yeah. And I've ordered the live internet or the internet.
The speed
you need, 320.
That's good. Yeah,
you actually got a decent deal on it too.
Are they sending fiber to here, or are they?
I don't know if it's fiber, but it needs an installer and 3 weeks, so I can't live for a couple weeks. But we're gonna, fingers crossed. I don't like giving timelines on anything.
Yeah,
because it fucks me every time, every single time.
Can't do that.
But I hope some people are enjoying the video version of this. You know,
I mean, we could always just start making really funny faces or flipping off the camera. Or,
maybe we're not taking advantage of the format.
Yeah,
that's why I put a chair here with a computer control for hopefully a podcast producer that could inject in that computer where the camera is some boom.
Some stuff.
Boom.
We could pull up things and be like, here's what we've been doing.
We could put pictures of SL500s.
Exactly.
Boom. You got to have that. Collectible classics.
Collectible.
That.
Have we talked since then? I mean, we've.
No, and you have to drive the Mustang again, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, since it's.
John wrote an article on the Mustang for. But did you see I have two photographs in the office that are based on Robin's pictures?
Yeah.
I'm not selling those. That's why I thought that was okay.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I don't think Robin cares.
He did a really good job.
He did.
Made the car look dope. And we got so lucky with the rain because it looked sick.
It looked way better than what it would have. Just like normal.
Yeah. And
normal press photography is kind of like, oh, this is a 3/4. This is this. This is action.
A little formulaic.
Yeah. The rain gave it a little bit of depth.
It almost made it look like we were driving like in Japan, right?
Yeah, it kind
of
did.
Which works with the style of the car, I think, a little bit.
It looked cool.
It was super cool, and I liked Robin a lot. He was great.
Yeah.
Guy's talented.
Super talented.
Even there's a shot that's like head-on against just a stone wall, but like it was wet, and so the wall wasn't like... Someone asked me the other day, like, where the fuck is this with that wall? Like, I don't know of a wall.
Malibu.
Yeah, but I was like, it's just right here. It's on PCH.
Yeah.
God, that guy can shoot. That was fun. But now we got to do one with the SL.
We
can
do that.
Talking about market fix. There's no law, really, against market fixing.
Not at all.
No. It's like, it's
we're
like,
always looking for
one might even call
classics.
It a pastime. It's like, you try and you crash them or break them. I baby them too much. I wish I babied the cars less.
I do that when it's other people's cars. When it's press cars.
Oh, press cars. I know how you treat press cars. I just had the best time with a press car in Iceland with a McLaren.
Which
McLaren?
The
570S, not the 720.
Oh, okay.
They were not about to send a 720 to Iceland. They do that for Richard Hammond. They would not do that for me. They sent a 570 GT, though, and it was great.
I still haven't driven it. I still haven't driven it. I'm so mad. Like, Alana had it, and then I was supposed to get it for a day, but I was going on a press trip the next day.
If you're going to drive around Iceland, it's the best.
I imagine so.
Yeah, it really is. It's got a good suspension and a good stereo, and, you know, the iPod integration works. It has some electricals, some hiccup. I don't think the customer cars...
At least it's not as bad as an Alfa.
I think, I heard some not good things. I ran into an Alfa owner at a gas station yesterday, and he said he loves his Giulia.
Wait, was it a gray one?
No, it was red. There's more than one in LA. There's a few of them.
No, because I was literally on Sunday, I was talking to another Giulia.
We found
Giulia.
The only guy who loves
it. Well, I talked to another Giulia owner, and he's just like, oh no, I love it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, have you had any issues? And he's like, no. Like, I mean, there was like the headlight washer.
Mm-hmm.
It came pre broken. He's like, I really didn't care. I wanted it then, and he hasn't fixed it since.
That's not good. I mean, we didn't break the one that we had, but Lee Keen was not happy with its drifting qualities. I don't know. I didn't slide it.
I've driven two. I've driven a QV and a TI.
Yeah.
So the little motor and the big motor.
Yeah.
The QV, when I drove it, it felt like it went into limp mode.
Uh-huh.
And Alpha promises that, like, they'd send us another one, and hopefully I'd have a better reaction to it. Because I was just like, I literally just got into it, and I was like, all right. Whatever. This does not feel like it has 500 horsepower. And then a suspension failure another time. And the alarm went off after it got hit by like some rain, and it wouldn't go off for 24 hours.
It stayed on the whole time?
Yes.
The whole time?
Yes.
No. 24 hours it went off for?
Yeah, like they finally pulled the battery.
It took them 24 hours to disconnect the battery. I disconnect the battery on minute 7.
So, and then we had a TI in, which, like, everything else performed fine. Like, yeah. It felt great.
Everything else besides what?
The window mirrors, when we were driving, it decided just to go in for no apparent reason. So, but it was, like, Jesus. Dynamically, the engine felt great.
Yeah.
The steering felt great. Everything worked. It was just the window mirrors.
All right. Well, let me just say that for the record, I drove a Stelvio for 7 days in Italy, and it ran fine.
Yeah. Like, it was
a totally fine car. There was nothing at all wrong with it at all. It was a nice little thing, actually. I enjoyed the Stelvio. It had good steering. It had really fast steering. It made it fun.
Yeah. So does the Giulia.
But mine didn't break. So I don't know. But if you have one and it doesn't break, it's nice.
Yeah. Okay. I imagine so.
That popping was, if you need to touch the mic, the plastic portion of it, it grounds out the mic itself. If you touch it, it goes.
All right.
You know, they make it because the problem is they'll blame me, and I'm just going to throw you under
it's
the bus.
It's my fault.
For that.
Everyone,
I'm gonna throw you under the bus. For that. Oh yeah, the
fault.
Video. No, the video people will understand.
Yeah,
the audio people, they'll be like, Farah, you a fucking amateur.
If you go to the video people, just then you'll see what happened.
Go to the video tape.
Go to both. Listen to the podcast in your car, and then watch it.
Some people are, in fact,
that's good.
Doing both, which I, thank you. Thank you for that.
I know exactly what you were thinking at that point.
I'm not sure, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I think they go to the video probably because you can comment on it. That's probably what I'm
guessing.
That makes
sense, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Comment that we hate. Like,
no,
they hate us.
I don't hate. No, actually, most people were pretty cool in the first one. I was surprised.
That's good.
The second one hasn't gone up yet. I was all by myself. And it looks like prison lighting. Ooh. Like, it looks like I'm in an interrogation room. It's not good, but it I guess we'll see.
It is.
By the time
it is.
This goes up, we'll know how it went. Felt a little weird. 60 minutes.
By yourself.
I did 46 by myself and then 15 with Hannah. And, you know, Hannah wanted to talk about pooping. You know,
I mean, as you do.
As a first appearance, she just wanted to make sure that that's out there. And, you know, she wanted to make sure that her voice was heard. She
all
did
about
great.
Poop.
She great. She was really funny. I enjoyed having her on.
All about poop.
Yeah, no, there's only like a 3 minutes on poop, really. The rest of it was.
All do poop. So.
I had people ask questions for her to ask me, and most people were like, "Did I ever have to choose between her and a car or like a car?" Yeah, no, she likes the cars.
Yeah.
What else you been driving? So your Golf is broken. You drove a sprint car. What else you got?
I did a CX-5 from L.A. to Chicago and then back.
L.A. to Chicago and back?
Yeah.
Was there a purpose for that drive? That's a long time in a CX-5.
Well, family's out there.
Oh, okay.
So we took, it was Allie and I and then our dogs, and then we went back
in
for
a
4th
of car?
July. Yeah.
That, were they cool? Did you notify?
Well, it's our four season, so it's our long term.
Oh, okay.
So they don't really give a shit.
Yeah, you don't need to write. Yeah. That car's already gone.
It's also Jacob, so... Jacob's not going to give a fuck.
That's so cold. Yeah, well, you got the dog hair, you know, as a former detailer.
Oh, it's
the
been,
dog hair would really...
It's been to the wash twice just to get all that shit out.
Yeah.
Because I've got a husky and he sheds like
actually,
crazy.
The CX-5 is kind of nice, though.
It's really nice.
Slow, but it's kind of nice.
I really wish it had a turbo.
Yeah, okay, so here's one for you. The Alfa Stelvio is basically a faster CX-5.
Sounds great.
Like, people I think will position it as a like a Macan competitor or an X3 competitor, and it's not really that.
How much is it?
Well,
how much does it
I don't
start?
I don't really know. It was in euros. I want to say it starts at 38,000 euros.
All right, that's a expensive
the
CX5.
Yeah, but it's way cheaper than you're getting a Macan for.
That's true.
I mean, you know, it's a 4-cylinder turbo. The bad news is it's a pretty powerful 4-cylinder turbo. I think it's like 200.
It's the 2-liter, right?
Yeah.
So it's the same one in the Giulia.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's like 300 torque and
but
280.
It's got the
horse.
It's got zero below 3,500. Like, I think this.
So
Stelvio,
it has old school like turbo lag.
Yeah. Oh. The Stelvio does like, I don't know, 0 to 60 in like 7 seconds. It takes four of them, which is not bad.
Yeah.
It takes four of them to get
spool.
To like 20.
Jeez.
Dude, you can't like jump out in traffic. Like, even in first gear,
it's like a diesel.
when you've got it like going, it goes. It's, yeah. And it's like, well, this thing's kind of fast, actually. Yeah. I even up in the Swiss Alps, I preferred the Stelvio to the Fiat 124
Yeah.
I mean, for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
It was good though.
The 124 is just,
it's very unfortunate.
Yeah.
Like
it's ugly. It's not well, good dynamically. Like they took all the like good dynamics of the Miata.
Yeah.
And then just like,
it's like a Miata, but worse. Yeah. I drove one for a day in Europe and I was impressed at how much stuff, the trunk is a little bigger. I was impressed at how much me and this dude Reed, who's a producer on NBC Sports. He's like the network guy who babysits us. He's chill. Me and him had to do 4 hours with luggage in this car together across a big chunk of fucking Italy. It's not even part of the show. This was just a transit. Ugh. And that's why I can talk. It gives away nothing in the show because it was literally just the transit leg.
Just the transit.
But two, 6'3" guys. He's basically my size, and our luggage in this thing, and it did fit. Like I'll give him, that it fit. And the car has good mid range, like for passing. Well,
yeah, because it has the turbo motor.
Yeah,
you
give up the bottom and the top though. It's only mid range, whereas the NA motor has bottom and top, which is actually
it just
where
doesn't
you want
have the middle. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. So anyway. So the CX-5 for what, 2,500 miles is what you
did?
Yeah,
something like that.
I always thought it was nice.
It was fine. Radar cruise control is great.
Oh, is it good? Is it conservative?
A little. But it's not bad. Almost got a ticket in Utah.
Who gets a ticket in Utah? Nobody gets tickets in Utah.
Well, I was doing
just kidding.
Well, they upped the speed limit now to 80.
Is it 80?
Yeah.
Were you
like,
whipping?
Across this, yeah, I was
allegedly?
Doing like,
allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, they didn't give it to me now.
Oh, you got off?
I got off. I just got a warning. 90.
Oh. Yeah. Utah, that's...
Well, it was the...
Is it 80 now, but higher enforcement of the 80? Is that the deal?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Because they just introduced it, so they're trying to make sure that it's... Everyone's kind of following the thing, so they can do it throughout the rest of the state.
It's not like toll roads like in Texas where they did it, right? It's like full state?
It's still like...
I just drove in Utah like 2 weeks ago.
It's all, like,
I don't remember this.
I don't know. It's smaller roads. It's smaller roads that they have 80.
It's like one lanes each way, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're a little bit more conservative with it.
God, those Utah roads, though, I love them.
Oh, they're beautiful.
I love them. Just, you know, 10-mile viz. V1 works brilliantly. You know, you get a V1 hit from 10, 12 miles.
See, I didn't have mine. Well, my last one broke, and then I... had a really shitty one for like $40.
Do you think you would have got that? You think you would have got pulled over if you had it? I think no.
Probably not.
I think no, my friend.
Probably not.
You're not getting pulled over.
That was really annoying.
They can be so like I'm no hate to the cops, but they can be lazy as fuck.
Oh yeah.
When there's like, you know.
Well, I got off because he looked at all the paperwork. So like my license was different.
Yeah.
My registration was different. My insurance was different. And from all of them. So
Is it license, registration, and automobile magazine business card? Is that
pretty much. And then they're like, they don't know what to do with it because it's like three different tickets. And they're like, fuck this. Get out of here.
Oh, so you actually got off thanks to press car, you think?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
I honestly think it, because the insurance
that's
was
sheer luck, my
insurance
friend.
Is through automobile, but it's like a Michigan insurance.
Mm-hmm.
The registration is through Mazda Corporate, which is somewhere here. And then my
does all that stuff really matter? He has to run it. Why? Because he has to run it all?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's a different way of writing the ticket. And I think it's like two different tickets or three different tickets because you have to like.
No.
It's something weird.
What?
Yeah.
The ticket goes to the driver if you're speeding. As long as the car isn't stolen, then that's all they do.
I think it's just
run the plate.
I don't know.
I mean, I've seen police
officers. I saw him, like, looking at all of it, and he was just like, all right. Because I gave him all of it, and I'm like, well,
I'm shocked.
This is not my car.
Highway Patrol officer in America that hasn't seen
he was literally just like, I'm like, this is not my car, officer. And he's just like, what do you mean it's not your car? I'm like, it's a press car. And I had to go into, like, a 10-minute thing about, like, what a press car is.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right. And then they went back.
That's easier.
Looked at it for 5 minutes, and they're like,
it's easier in that case just to be like, I work for Mazda. It's not true, but it's the same, and they'll just understand it.
Yeah.
Just be like, I work for Mazda. This is a corporate car.
Yeah.
Done. I've had to, I tried,
but
I
didn't
had
give
to
me
explain.
Shit. So thank
had,
you, officer.
Lucky you, confusion.
Ranger,
works.
Ranger. I can't remember.
Maybe. Yeah. Why am I advocating a better way? Your way got you off. Yeah. Confusion fucking works. Thank I don't you, even officer. Know why I decided
Sheriff.
To argue that. I agree with you. Confuse yeah. the fuck out of him. There's this guy.
What really annoyed me is Allie was going the exact same speed limit 5 minutes before, and then we switched, and then I got back onto the highway, and within 2 seconds,
that has definitely got happened picked up. To me. That's happened to me before during, like, you know, ball run and shit like that.
Just like,
there's this dude, so Klaus Edensberger. Do you know him?
No.
CEC Wheels. He's like this, he's a German guy. He's like a really fun guy. He's kind of nuts. And he's like a rally guy, gumball and bull run and all that stuff. And Klaus would do bull run with this other German guy.
Yeah.
And if they got pulled over, they of course they have German licenses. They don't have they have whatever they have, but it's not American driver's licenses.
Yeah.
And they get pulled over, they just start screaming at each other in German, and the cop would just be like, "Oh, this is really, you know,
I'm not dealing with
German's
this.
A real fucking scary language too."
Yeah. It's not exactly dulcet tones.
No, it's a scary language, and so and he get he would be screaming at the guy, and they got off. I don't think they ever got one ticket. Confusion.
That's
works.
A racket right there.
I've been driving a pre-pro car that has like no VIN on it and
yes.
all kinds. Yeah,
I haven't gotten pulled over in one. Though.
I haven't. It's a pain. That's real confusion. It's like,
yeah.
It's one thing if like a CX-5 is just a normal, you know, one, but if you're driving some pre-production weird thing, oh, they got some.
They're gonna look at you funny. Yeah.
One police officer I let drive a press car and it got me out of a ticket.
I've let some sit in press cars.
Yeah, I've done a bunch. There's been a bunch of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But overwhelmingly, I have extremely positive relationships with the police, actually. I can't say fuck the police right now.
Yeah.
I mean, me and the cops are in a good position.
You know, knock on wood. Like, I haven't had a ticket in a while.
I try to promote safe driving, you know, and they see me at the gas station and don't come up the hill, I guess. I don't know.
They're like, all right, lucky. We're good.
Drove a really nice 66 Coronet. Today that a guy had built himself, and it had like a 5.7 Hemi in it and just, you know, a bunch of Hotchkiss suspension stuff, some neat touches, and
so it handled a little bit.
Handled pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, not bad. I mean, you know, a little wavy.
Right.
A little wavy. Some, you know, the old cars, they just either you go, you know, tube frame and go really, really nuts, or it's gonna be a little wobbly. The Germans, though, the old German stuff doesn't do that.
No, that shit
is nice.
You put some nice, like, coilovers, and then you're fine.
But this, you know, it's nice when you meet a guy. Where's my phone? I'm going to plug him. It's nice when you meet a guy who just, he gets the finer details, you know? And there's some really neat details to it. Okay, I should plug this guy. His shop is Alex Precision Machine. In Arleta, California. He built an awesome Coronet if you're a Mopar person. So Alex Roy was considering coming by.
I thought he was going to be here this week.
Yeah, he is. He's coming in. I'm filming his Citroen SM tomorrow. I'm very excited.
I think I know where he keeps it.
At Morgan West.
He does keep it at Morgan West?
Yeah.
Oh, then never mind. There's another Citroen SM that looks exactly like Alex's that lives at a shop right by my house.
Oh no, this one,
same
this one
color.
Is at Morgan West. The green, it's great. I can't wait to drive. But Alex just texted me because he was going to get it and come here because he just landed, having an issue with hood closing. Not going to make it for podcast. Fixing it will be good for tomorrow's drive. Call you soon. Okay, thanks, buddy. So I don't want to read text message on the show, but it's from Alex Roy.
It's
and his
it's
Citroen
Alex.
Is broken. So
does he still have the Morgan out here? Or did he get rid of the three-wheeler out here?
I don't know. He's got one in New York for sure.
Yeah,
I think he drove it here. He drove it to New York from here. Didn't he go cross-country? That was a thing?
Yeah, with Bowman.
Yeah, that seemed horrible. I saw a guy coming into Whole Foods yesterday that was the most perfect Morgan owner. He had, like, high pants and suspenders and a white shirt and a beret and one of those, like, Salvador Dali mustaches.
Oh,
it was ridiculous.
Can
we
just
start
slapping those people?
At first, I saw his hat and wanted to make fun of him a little bit, and then I saw his mustache and I was like, oh, this guy's perfect. And Hannah was like, he's adorable.
No.
No, he was. He really was adorable. No, I'm not talking shit. He was perfect. I would caricature that guy. Like, he rolls in this Morgan, you know, has a cigarette on an extender with his beret, a glass of
Kvassier. I mean, if he's fully living that life,
your wife,
fine.
You know, and then he leaves.
But if he's just one of those hipster fuckers that
does not give a shit. This guy's like 50.
Oh.
No, it wasn't like a kid.
Oh.
No,
he's like 50. Then I'm fine with you, sir.
Sorry, that does change the dynamic of the story a little bit.
Although, I wrote a piece that I just submitted to an editor that I argued that the mustache is dead.
Is it dead?
Completely.
The beard is flowing. The beard is still huge.
The beard is fine, but like the mustache, like that no one can really rock.
Aren't the
and no one can really
like the
grow.
Annual mustache awards every single year?
I don't know, but it's just.
Is it going?
Fallon has one now, and it looks awful.
His does not look good.
But that's like 90% of all mustaches.
He must be surrounded by a bunch of yes men, because seriously,
it does not look
that,
good.
There's
four people that can rock a mustache and that get away with it.
Yeah, Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, Elliott.
Sam Elliott. Yeah, of course, Sam Elliott. Yes.
Selleck.
Tom Selleck.
Waters.
Yeah.
And that's really it. Everyone else, shave your mustache.
Johnny Depp occasionally.
Depends
on the mustache. If he's being a pirate. Does Matthew McConaughey, he has a mustache. No, he can't do it.
McConaughey can't do that.
No,
he
McConaughey.
Really just needs to stay clean-shaven. Or like just like scruffy.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know.
What else you drive?
I don't know, a bunch of shit. GT350 from Classic Recreations.
Oh, one of them old is new, and there was another did you get to drive the orange thing they did?
Oh, Villain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I drove that.
That was a while ago.
Yeah. Is it that? I mean, it's okay, you can be honest. Like,
yeah, kind of.
It's a different style, it's a different thing. It looks like
it
Eleanor.
It handled better.
Did it?
Yeah. Wider tires, stickier tires, like Nitto NT05s.
Yeah.
The seat needed to go down a little.
So sitting up on it and not in it?
I would have liked a little bit lower because like my head was just scratching.
Oh, yeah.
And that was not
yes,
fun.
You need lower. That's why I like those Detroit speed cars. They put the seat on the floor. You sit nice.
Where
you can,
that would
where
be
you're
great.
6 foot and you can barely see over the dashboard.
That'd be wonderful.
I love that.
I would love that,
it's
too.
It's great in a Subaru, too, or an Evo. You ever drive an Evo 9 where you sit all fucking down
low
and you steer up here? Oh, it's the best.
The new WRX, I was just driving that, and it sits a little too high.
The Focus does, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
they
that
just,
really sits
a
high.
A company in Europe just made
a
seat-lowering bracket, but not for the American seats, only for the Euro power seats.
Like the
Euro the manual Recaros. Seats, the Recaros, yeah, which are not comfortable.
No.
I drove one.
I mean, they had them in the Mustang for a long time.
No, these are harder.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
These have less padding than that. They're not the Mustang Recaros.
Hmm.
No. The Mustang Recaros are not bad. I'm a fan of those.
Yeah. They're all right. Like I like them better than the squishy.
They're
like,
not as good as BMW's Recaros in the M4.
Oh, the new ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The M4, I just had one for like a week. It was eminently comfortable. I was so pleased.
I've never liked the M4 though.
This one had cloth seats, and it was really comfortable. Not the M4. I'm sorry, M3.
Sedan. Oh yeah. M3.
M3 manual cloth seats, ceramics.
Ooh.
Boom. It was great. 82,000 out the door.
Oh Jesus.
You could take. It had some dumb stuff you could take off though.
Yeah.
It was really like 75,000 with some extra
that's not
shit.
Terrible. Like the C63 I had.
It had like lane keep assist. You could all that crap
that.
You take off.
Do not need that.
How much was the C63 you had?
92.
Coupe or sedan?
Coupe.
The
edition
coupe,
one.
Is the coupe more? Oh, the edition one? Yeah.
So
yeah, the edition one is how many they're gonna sell.
Someone actually bought one near my house. I see it every single day.
It's silly.
It's stupid.
I bet it drives good, right?
Yeah.
I drove it
from LA to Vegas and then back.
Is it comfort mode is good, right?
Yeah. I mean, I went real fast. I allegedly raced. I don't even know if I should say this.
Allegedly, it's all
okay. Allegedly,
it's
Jason.
All
okay, so Jason Connor from Camden Tubbed and Hooniverse and all that other stuff. was flying from San Diego to Vegas, and where we would meet up, and we were on a drive program together. I allegedly beat him from LA to Vegas in the C63 by 15 minutes.
Wow. Congratulations to the alleged victor.
Yeah.
Go the alleged spoils.
Yeah. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. What? How much power is that thing making now?
505.
Yeah, that's a bunch.
It's 4 liter. I think it's underrated too.
Sure it is. Cars, the regular C63S I drove, sedan, was fast as balls.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really fast. Not as fast as the M5, but really fast.
It's... The governor is definitely taking off all of the U.S. spec cars.
You know, I get a lot of press cars that where they someone writes 155 somewhere, and yeah, guess never. What? That shit don't happen.
No.
Do me a favor. I just noticed something. Can you slide a little towards the end of the table? Towards that? Yeah, that way. Just that a little way? Bit. Yeah, move yeah. your whole self. See, that's a better shot.
That is a better shot.
I'm here, trying to do a couple things at once, and I just noticed that shot could be improved. Look at that. We professionals now.
Somewhere.
The studio is shrunk because of this thing. We can't do the six anymore. We're going to take the extra two mics and just make them like come out of the middle with cords so like we could stuff extra people if we want. But
just surround them right here.
We're doing video cameras. Yeah, no, everyone just crowded on top of each other. I just did a podcast at a very small table. Like imagine the table we did it at was like it was three people and it was the table like was like this.
That's a lot.
The whole it was a small table. You need a bit of room. This is a pretty big table.
Yeah, this is a good table.
You need, except it's like I should probably put some sort of padding because it doesn't go, you know.
You hear that?
Yeah, you do.
You gotta put the people vinyl wrap.
People just with subwoofer just got annoyed. That's what you, I do. Have, you know what? I have a bunch
wrap
of
it with like a TST logo.
Wrap. I get a lot of these wrap companies that want to wrap my cars and shit, and I don't care. So, but I should get them to wrap
the table.
Wrap the whole table. I could wrap the table in this pile of swag T-shirts we have over here. The T-shirts are accumulating. We need to give those away.
Who do you have? Like, where did they just?
So
come
many
from?
People come through and leave T-shirts.
Just leave shit.
There's so many, and I don't know what to do with them. I mean, I can give them away, but like, it actually like kind of takes some time. Like, what am I going to give away one box with 50 T-shirts in? I guess I could.
That's it. Just one guy wins 50 T-shirts.
You better be an extra large because let me tell you something. There's a limited size selection.
We're narrowing down on this giveaway. So it's only extra large people.
Yeah.
You're going to win 50 T-shirts and you pay for shipping.
There's we have a lot of shit. We have like a bunch of Alex Roy's crap in this office too. Our office is not looking good at the moment. Aside from the corner
right
here.
Now.
And even the corner here has our shitty looking fridge. You know, we should probably remove that from being set.
Just wrap that too. Wrap everything.
But the rest of the office needs some real love.
just posters and yeah, wrap everything.
Wrap everything. We're gonna make curtains. We can, you know, do some things. I want to make sure this internet comes in first.
That'd be good.
Did I tell you our television caught on fire yesterday?
What?
We turned on that TV, which is admittedly is old. I think the TV is 7 years old. Okay, and it went pop, 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 and sparks flew out of it and
holy
smoke.
Fuck.
And I yanked the plug out of the wall, and that's the end of that TV. Someone, Zach was like, do you think maybe we could fail? I'm like, no.
Just
it's
out.
It's done, but it caught fire a bit.
It caught fire just a little.
Oh, it's
just a little. It's just
been,
the tip.
It's been a long couple days around here, my friend. God damn. all right. We are going to take an ad break. Get some real estate going in this B. We'll
money.
Be back with John Klein. And hopefully y'all got me some Facebook topics to talk
some
about.
Questions.
Oh, look. You have. We will return. Smoking Tire Podcast is brought to you by Harry's. Harry's razors. I love these razors. I use them every single day. I use them in the shower with my Mylar mirror. These are precision engineered German blades, right? 5 blades per cartridge. Harry's makes them in their own factory. They're not a private label shop. They're not a middleman for some other blade company. Harry's makes their blades in-house, and they send them to you for half of what it costs to get them from a drugstore. You got to understand these, like they cut out the middleman. They sell direct online, and they are looking for a great quality shave. But it's not just about blades with Harry's. Their moisturizer products, their shave cream, the quality of the handles are excellent. I use them constantly, and I got, I'm telling you, a year's worth of blades, an entire year, for $60. It's a great shave at a fair price, which is why over 3 million guys have switched to Harry's. And get this, I'm going to help you out here. Go to harrys.com/tire, T-I-R-E, the American way, and I'll give you a trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/tire. That includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, a travel blade cover. To get your free trial set, go to harrys.com/tire right now. That's harrys.com/tire. How about Blue Apron, my friends? Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Here's what they do. They send you food right to your crib or right to your office. And what they do is they send you the exact right amount of food to make the perfect meal, right? All the spices you need. All of the ingredients you need. You're not going to have extra, and you're not going to be short. They're guaranteed fresh. Each meal comes with a step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe card and pre-proportioned ingredients. Can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. The program is flexible, so you can customize each recipes every week based on your preferences. They have different delivery options to fit what works with your schedule, and there's no weekly commitment, so you only get deliveries when you want them. Check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals for free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/tire. blueapron.com/tire. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. blueapron.com/tire. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. How about Garage Boss oil drain pans? These Garage Boss drain pans are legit. They are really trying to make it as easy as possible to change your own oil at home. And the problem with doing this kind of stuff is always the mess. Garage Boss helps with that. They have a height adjustable catch funnel to get you right under that drain plug to prevent misses or splashes. It works with low profile cars, cars on ramps or jacks, or even trucks or trucks on ramps, jacks. Height adjustable. It all drains into a sealed container. All you clean up is the catch funnel and you're done. The pieces snap back into the drain container when you're finished. And Garage Boss is now making crystal clear funnels so you can see how much you're pouring to prevent overfilling. The Reacher oil drain pan is sold exclusively at AutoZone or AutoZone.com. Or you can go to GoGarageBoss.com to see everything they do, or search Garage Boss on Amazon. Lastly, of course, the Smoking Tire Podcast's official racing simulator sponsor is Forza Motorsport Horizon and Forza Motorsport 7. The Forza franchise is the best racing game franchise that there is. This is, my friends, we're talking 700 cars. We're talking 30 locations. We're talking 4K, 60 frames per second, HDR color. This is like racing in real life. It's as close as you can get visually and from an auditory perspective as it gets to racing in real life. I love this game. I play it all the time. And the new Xbox One X is powerful enough to handle it. But you can still get Forza Motorsport 7 on all the legacy systems and for Windows. Hit it up at xbox.com/Forza or ForzaMotorsport.net to pre-order. It will be out very, very soon. We're back.
We're back.
Just did it. We had to go outside. Ugh, no air conditioning. So this situation, no air conditioning, no windows opening, no nothing. We got a little fan under the table.
So if you see us sweating.
No, we're just trying to keep the sound. You don't want to be listening to a fan, but like, it's bad in here.
Yeah.
I got to film a lot of these videos with the windows up, you know, and some
most
cars
of the ACs
no air
don't work.
15 minutes, it's like 100 degrees outside. It probably goes up to 130, 140 in the car.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Ugh, it's gross.
You sympathize with the fucking dogs, let me tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There's, John was nice enough to get this waters, but we didn't put them in the fridge. So there's beer in the fridge.
And it's cold.
It's not ideal beer. You got porter.
Yeah.
And I found a strawberry blonde. But actually, You know, not bad.
It tastes like it's made with love. It really does. 4.3%. I'll be good.
I got 5.2.
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers.
That resonated. We're gonna have to solve that problem. What did you say right after we caught break? You said, "Oh, you rode Keanu Reeves' arch motorcycle."
Yeah.
What's the story with that thing? I mean, it looks cool. Everyone says nice things.
It's actually super dope. It's probably the most raw bike I've ever driven.
Raw meaning scary?
No, like kind of raw as in the most horse-like.
Okay.
Like it's that connection. Like it forms that connection of like when you're riding a horse.
Okay.
Like it's that kind of old world type of feel. Okay. So it's got an S&S like V-twin, but it's got all proprietary like intakes and camshafts, so it kind of vibrates a little bit different than like a normal S&S.
So like a solid engine mounts kind of thing?
Kind of, but it feels good. It really does. Like it feels really, really cool. Because the vibrations kind of connect you to the road a little bit more than your average bike, because you kind of get that. With most normal kind of bikes, it's a little bit dead.
Just because of the bike suspension?
Yeah, the damping on the suspension. But this is
even
just,
like a hardcore bike?
Yeah. Like, I had Yamaha's FC10. Uh-huh. So it's their big liter bike, cross-plane crank, 180 horsepower. Like, it is...
Fast bike.
Fast as fuck.
Very fast bike.
And it was a puppy dog 90% of the time. Like, it was only when you got really, really on it did it turn to psycho. This was, I don't know, it sounds sexist, but like a manly type of bike.
It's on psycho mode all the time?
Kind of. And that's cool.
Is like a lot of those big, you know, Japanese, and that the one you were talking about is a little more of the touring. It's not the super race bike style.
Yeah,
right?
It's not full fairing. Yeah. It's an upright.
The full fairing one you feel like has got to be tuned a little more gnarly. Like the upright one, like
I don't know. Like I had like the S1000 RR, BMW.
Yeah,
that thing's fucking gnarly. Mm-hmm. But it kind of felt very similar to the Yamaha.
Think that's so people don't die?
Oh yes.
Can you get
first gear in the S1000 is 92.
Jesus. I mean, obviously, there's a big difference between a BMW and a Yamaha and an arch motorcycles, you know, from a hardware perspective, too. But, you know, I've driven cars where it's like, oh, that's gnarly as shit. I get this. Yeah. You know, that Draken thing. You drive the Draken?
Yeah.
Like that, right?
That thing's dope.
Yeah, like that. That kind of stuff feels gnarly compared to really any production car.
Right.
So is it kind of like that?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
It's... The actual machining, like, all of it's machined aluminum, which is kind of cool. Like, a lot of people are going, like, a lot of plastic.
Yeah.
It's very Singer or Icon-esque where they do not.
Where everything
they
is
do
metal.
Not like plastic.
Yeah.
They do not like plastic there.
So it's just like riding a big hunk of metal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could appreciate that, for sure. I can appreciate an Icon.
It was fun. Me and Guard, who's Keanu's business partner, we rode up the 105, then cruised PCH for a little bit.
I've seen a few of them around.
Yeah.
And I've seen one with someone who appears to be Keanu Reeves on it, riding around.
He rides it a lot.
Yeah.
Like when he's in town, he rides it a lot.
Yeah. They look fucking great. They look bitchin'.
It's smaller, like, in person. Like, from the pictures, I thought it was going to be a little bit longer of a bike.
Uh-huh.
But it's fairly compact.
It looks like it has a pretty short wheelbase. Like a Ducati Monster-sized bike.
Yeah, kind of.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are they going for, those things?
80. But that's every single bit is
out
custom.
The door. Yeah.
That's with all of the customization. So you, like, if you go to Singer and you or Icon and you're like, "Well, I want this machined," or "I want this, you know, this custom," they'll start tacking on stuff.
I think you accept that Singers are not the base price.
Right.
You know, no one gets the base Singer.
I get the base thing. I know.
No one gets the base anything. No. Nobody even gets base 911s. The myth of the base 911.
Base 911 is great, though.
It is, but, like, nobody gets that.
No.
Just because even someone who thinks they're going to get that, they don't get that.
That's true.
When you find out all the little shit you can get, who doesn't want a little
custom bit extra?
Love? Who doesn't want the fucking, you know, when it's placed in front of you? You know,
Yeah.
Even if the value is the $96,000 Carrera with nothing in it, or $92,000 Carrera with nothing in it, when you go to order it, you still
check
want
two or three things.
Maybe it's a color matched key, or maybe there's just they don't exist.
I've tried it. A lot of my day is spent. No, I'm just kidding. On the Porsche configurator, but I've tried to be like, all right, what can I live with? Just the barest amount, like. These are all the custom things. Well, what would I actually really want?
I drove a pretty basic Carrera. Did you drive the red one that was circling around? Yeah. It was like 96.
Yep.
It was delightful.
It was wonderful.
It was, and it's the only Carrera I've ever driven that was actually like fast.
Because it was the S.
No, I drove the two new ones I've driven, or three. I drove the base rear wheel drive Carrera. Non-S, manual sport exhaust, sport seats. That was it.
Oh, no. Then it
was awesome. Yeah. So good. And none of the extended leather and shit. And I didn't miss any of it. It was great.
No.
You do want the sport seats, and you do want the sport exhaust.
I don't like the sport exhaust.
Why? Because it goes pop, 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 pop?
Well, it goes pop, pop, pop in the exact same tenor and tone every single time. There's no variation to it. It goes pop, 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 and it'll do pop, pop, pop every time you lift off the gas.
That it kind of does, yeah. So would you just get the regular exhaust and then have someone else make a better exhaust?
Yes.
Okay,
I'd go to like
enough.
BBI.
Yeah, you want a little something, but yeah. It does sound good. And then I drove a 4S PDK,
mm-hmm.
which was nice. And
it's a GT car now.
Yeah, but it was fast as hell.
Oh, yeah.
And then I drove a GTS manual that was it a fucking manual? The GTS on the press launch,
yeah,
it was awesome. The GTS is real fast. Yet. GTS is great. Really fast. Really good.
I think we're... So All-Stars, like our All-Stars event is coming up. So it's like our car of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to get the GT3.
The manual one?
Yeah.
It'll be a Euro car?
I hope so.
I don't think anyone is getting...
I hope it's the manual. I hope it's not the PDK.
When are you shooting it or doing it?
December.
Oh, maybe. That might be late enough in the year. I heard nothing till the end of the year.
All right.
But, in fact, I'm, you know...
Did you talk to Frank?
I did, yes. Yeah. I you know...
Okay, so if Frank is listening, please send us
a manual
GT3.
Please send one GT3.
To Automobile for All-Stars this year.
I have a summer that is utterly, almost completely devoid of press cars.
Hmm.
So much road time.
Yeah,
like 24 days a month shooting for.
Holy
I mean, I, they're not they're
crap.
Not they're destination press cars. Yes, home press cars. Okay. Nothing. Yeah, no. Everywhere I go, there's something sick waiting.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
That's.
And I don't have to book them. Oh, it's the best. Not having to book your own press cars is glorious.
I book our entire magazine's press cars.
Well, that could be advantageous to you as well, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I try to score some of the good stuff and then not tell anyone.
It's booking your own press cars without an Automobile Magazine business card is tough.
Yeah.
It's tougher.
I
get stuck in the back of the line. And I'm not – it's just how it is. I understand. It's tough. Like, I still haven't had a fucking Julia. I'm the last person on Earth with no Julia.
Yeah.
And maybe they're having some issues. I drove it for 5 minutes and it was good.
Have you done Demon?
No.
I didn't either.
No, the press launch was like a quarter mile. Cornwall's drag pulls. I get the point of the Demon. You know, I'd like to play with one as a press car if they're You think they're giving them fucking things out? I doubt it. No way.
I don't think so. Mm-mm. That'd be funny though.
I mean,
that'd be hilarious.
I would happily ask. I don't think they're giving those things out. I do. I'm really about the wide body Challenger Hellcat.
Oh. Yeah, that looks.
I'm
really good.
About that.
So
if it turns in the way I think it does, because the one thing other than being wide, it comes with I think 305s all around now mm-hmm. instead of 275s, which is like glorious. But if the wheel wells will hold a 315, that's going to be the way to do it at all four corners.
Isn't the Demon have 315s?
At the back, we're talking. I think the front is going to be the concern.
The 305s.
Yeah, but with the wider body, I don't know. It might be possible.
It probably will be. You just cut.
It's gonna be kick ass.
Just take out the fender liners, you'd be fine.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. My move is the Hellcat Jeep.
Oh yeah,
that's on my list of like that. Depending on
Trackhawk.
Yeah, I don't, for no
whatever it's called,
whatever they decide to call it, it's Hellcat Jeep. Why would you not call it Hellcat? Did you go on the press launch for the Challenger Hellcat? No. The original Challenger
Hellcat? No.
So when we went on the press launch for the original Challenger Hellcat, A, it rained the whole time. That began my streak of rainy muscle car press launches.
Sounds awful.
And it was fun. I got yelled at for sliding. I was like, what the fuck do you want me to do? It's 700 horsepower. I got to make a fun video. It's raining. What would you like me to do?
I'm going to drift this.
Yes.
No matter
and,
what.
But they didn't have the actual the Hellcat badge. It just said supercharged, like in little letters. I was like, you called something Hellcat and didn't make up a cartoon character? Like, you're fucking Mopar. You know, and obviously, I was not the sole voice of reason. Other people were why have you not made a cartoon character? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Where's the Hell, you know, why does it say supercharged and not Hellcat? And then they came out with badges. And then it was better. They improved it. But the wide body is...
It looks fun.
It's going to be good.
And supposedly, if you put some better tires on it and then do something with the intake, you can probably get a little bit more horsepower, and you're running very close to the Demon.
Yeah, I mean, Hennessy's tuning these things with 1,000 horse. I mean, it can be done.
Yeah.
The motor's stout.
Yeah, the motor's...
Especially if you're starting with a Hellcat motor and not as a, you know, not a 6.4.
And the chassis is... been braced to all hell, so you're not...
What do you think they're going to do with the Jeep? 700 horsepower. It's going to be awesome. You've driven an SRT, Grand
yeah,
Denver,
yeah.
right?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever driven one on a track?
It. No, I drove it in Malibu.
Oh, yeah. Right, but I drove one on a track day in Colorado. Really impressive. Like a big rally car.
Yeah.
You could slam curbs
so fast.
Yeah. They're good. With 700 horsepower, it's going to scoot.
It's
really.
It's going to be evil.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be faster than... Do you think it'll be faster than the Demon to 60? Because all-wheel drive?
All-wheel drive? I think slicks and skinnies might... How much heavier is the Jeep? It's got to be heavier. I don't know if all-wheel drive...
Well, what's the Demon weigh? Like 38? Or is it over 4?
Jeep's got to be fucking 5. The Jeep's got to be 5. We're going to do it. We're going to go to the... I'm going to the internet.
I'll look up Demon. You look up...
Oh, boy. This is what we're doing on this podcast right now. I can't even believe it.
Doing it live.
Jeep SRT 8. Weight.
Demon weight.
What is it? What do you think? 5150. Just right. Like the seminal album. 5,150 pounds for a brand new SRT. And think about it, Hellcat
much,
is going to weigh. Hellcat's going to add at least 100, 150.
How much is the Jeep?
5150.
43-ish.
Big difference.
Big difference.
Big difference. You put that kind of weight differential on slick tires, I think the Demon wins. But fucking Hellcat Jeep.
Put Hellcat Jeep on
slick tires. The most important thing,
though,
is to call it the Hellcat Jeep.
Yeah, Dodge needs to redo that.
Trackhawk. No,
Trackhawk
is not good.
I mean, I get it because they have the Trailhawk.
Right.
But I really don't.
That's
care.
Not as good of a. No. That's not a pun that works. Hellcat Jeep.
Yeah.
That's it. Just end the conversation there. Let's go to Facebook. Do we have
Facebook.
A thing? Do we have a thing from Facebook?
Questions.
Do people care?
Probably not.
Yes, they do.
Oh.
16 of them. Which is good, which actually is good because I didn't give us much lead time. I was let's see. What purpose do supercars serve nowadays in places like LA? They're a dime a dozen. Somewhat, but you know, there's never mind. Are they strictly for the rich and famous? Well, the rich.
Yeah.
Or do will car people still get this?
Huh?
You know.
Do supercars matter? Is that the court?
Do supercars
question?
Matter? Will normal people ever get to enjoy them?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's ways
you just
to
have
enjoy
to wait.
A supercar. You can go to the, you know.
Speed Vegas.
You can go to Speed Vegas and drive some sick shit for not a ton of money.
$49, like,
is Speed
for
Vegas
five laps.
That cheap?
Yeah.
Oof, that's cheap. I might want to spend a little more.
There's
Dream Racing had a sick fleet.
There's.
Exotics Racing's got a fleet. There's a bunch of places.
There's a ton of places you guys could all go to and drive supercars for fairly cheap.
And also, racing, actual wheel-to-wheel racing shitboxes is probably a better use of your money.
It is, but they're fun for, a couple hours.
Yeah. Let's see. Chris wants to know. So I drove the Aventador S in Miami.
All right.
And I talked about it a little bit on the show, but is it a driver's car? Would a driver look on the new GT3 that pulls up next to it with Envy? So the Aventador S has 50 more horsepower. It has four-wheel steering now,
ooh,
which really does help. It helps it. It helps it get
turn in.
Get around a corner. It helps
yeah.
it turn in. It gives it ridiculous high-speed stability.
Have you been to PBIR?
No.
Palm Beach International Raceway. No. 0.6 of a mile back straight. I hit 170.
Holy
so
crap.
So it was great. It was nice. It's real fast, and it still has a hint, a bit of understeer, but it turned.
Is it just the tires? Are they still using Pirellis?
Still using Pirellis. I'll tell you what. It pissed rain in Miami, and I was so happy to have those normal tires and not to have like a race tire.
Right.
It's not like Trofeos. It's regular P0.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was so happy to have them.
But, I mean, the understeer could be helped with
a
better set of tires.
Yes. You could probably. I haven't ever tried one on different tires, but I bet you could do something with tires.
Yeah.
Let's see. Is the Ford GT overpriced considering cars like the NSX offer similar performance for less than half the cost?
Yes, it is.
Have you driven one?
No.
How do you know?
One of the guys at work drove one.
Did he have troubles?
He said it was just like a car. Like, it's just a fast supercar, but it wasn't like anything super special.
It's not a ring endorsement, is it?
Yeah. Like,
seems like it's a race car, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a race car, and then they built it for the road. It's not, like, I'd rather, personally.
The old Ford GT was a terrible race car, but a great road car.
Right. This seems like the opposite.
Really? I've heard that before.
I'd rather just, like, for less money, I'll get a 720S. I'll have more
McLaren,
have more horsepower. It'll feel better on the road, and I'll be able to take it just as fast around the track.
But America. Listen, for some America, I
C8.
C8's
coming.
If I had the means, I would definitely get one.
C8's coming.
What, the Corvette?
Zora.
Zora.
It's coming.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it coming?
It's coming.
It's coming everywhere.
No, it's coming. It's coming.
Maybe. Yeah.
You'll get the money shot. Don't worry.
Maybe. I have 30 years of road and track covers of the new mid-engine Corvette. Huh?
I have spy shots.
Yeah, they always have a mule. Always got a mule. They've tried it every time. They haven't. Those stories don't come from them not trying.
So here's the thing. The Corvette is. The C7 is coming up on
should
its.
Should really get softer coasters. Yeah.
The C7 is coming up on its lifetime.
Yeah.
It's right around that time where they do like a little bit of a mid-cycle refresh, but it's nearing it. The only mule we've seen that could be like the next generation, because usually this is when we start seeing the next generation like mules around. The only one that we've seen is the ZR1, which is coming out within the next probably six months.
No. They built
the C8.
Haven't they built? They've built the C since 2014. 3 years. I think there's like 3 more years on this,
right,
on this body.
But you usually see mules starting
but
to go.
But could the mules
in.
Just have C7 bodywork and be that kind of thing?
But the only mule we've seen is the ZR1. The only other mule that we've seen is the mid-engine one. So the only two that have been running.
The timing might be off.
The only two that have been running around Detroit are the ZR1
and the mid-engine.
The mid-engine.
Okay. Maybe after 30 years, those magazine covers will finally be right.
And they have a new engine that's coming out, too. The LT5.
Yeah, which
DOHC.
I don't think so. You think it's so? I don't think so.
I think so.
I feel like it's not. I feel like it's not. I feel like they always say that.
They have
it doesn't
the patent
happen.
For it.
I'm sure they do. I don't think it's happening.
And it sounds like the ZR1 might be it.
I don't think it's happening. There's no room. You can't put a fuck. You ever see the size of a dual overhead cam motor?
Coyote.
Yeah, you think you fit that in the front of a ZR1? Fuck no.
Have you seen the ZR1's hood?
Yeah, it's got a bigger. It's got the bigger.
Way different than the.
Yeah, it's the because you need Z06. The bigger because you need the bigger supercharger. You need to use the 2.3-liter blower, not the 1.9.
Do you think they just switched over?
Yeah,
to the 2.3?
To make it more power and not have it fucking overheat.
That would. Be
Why
a good
would they
idea.
Do something not lazy when they could do something lazy that works? It's gonna have 700 horsepower with the fucking. With the 2.3.
So LT5 would probably be just for the Zora.
Yeah, it won't fit in the front of a Corvette. No fucking way.
It'll fit in the back of that one.
Chris Cavallari, does the Aventador S have a place in the world when the 488 and the 720S exist? The 488, I haven't driven a 720S, but the 488 is very practical. Yeah. Right? Aventadors are not super practical.
It's the definition of a supercar.
Yeah.
It's
not
stupid.
Really comfortable. It's very wide. It's intimidating. It's low.
It's the Lamborghini.
Yeah.
It has a position in the world because it is a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
And everyone that loves Lamborghini will love the Aventador.
It's real fast. It's not great in traffic. It's not horrible in traffic. but it's not great in traffic.
It's not a normal car.
It doesn't have, like, you know, it has a place. If you look at it and you go, I have to have that, it makes total sense. It's a great-looking car. It's fast.
If I had the money,
great.
I'd probably get one.
Yeah, if you have all the money, for sure. How do our opinions on driver's cars differ now from when we were younger?
Oh, I mean, I love the Viper. Viper was my first poster car. And I don't know. It's not really like a perfect driver's car. It's not really
it's a driver's car. But how has your opinion changed? You didn't like it and now you like it?
No, I liked it.
And now you don't like it?
I still kind of want one.
I don't think that question was meant to be that specific.
Probably
dude.
Not.
I think that question is more like, do you value different things?
Yeah.
Like, what did you value when you were younger versus horsepower. What do you value now? All power,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was all just stats. Yeah. Just like shit. I'd rather have something that feels better in the corners.
I value ride quality now. Like, I've driven enough fast cars to know that the stiffest cars are not necessarily the best.
No.
And so stiff.
They tend to skip.
Yeah, they skip. They get tossed around. Like, and like, even good race cars have some, you know, some spring to them. And they, you know, so ride quality is something I've overlooked in the past. Let's see. Yeah, they're saying the next Fiesta's not coming to the U.S. Is that a thing?
I heard that.
I mean, we're not buying a lot of small cars right now as a country.
No, we're not.
We are not. And the Fiesta, you know, the ST is great, but all them ones with the automatics, wah, wah.
Well, they just brought the one cylinder. Or
I got the class action suit.
Oh, did they?
The letter, because I have a Focus, and they don't know what kind of transmission you get, so they send
damn.
It to all Focus and Fiesta owners. Yeah, I can join in the class action. Well, I can't because I have a stick, but yeah. Anyone who has an automatic, big class action lawsuit.
I mean, they're probably selling more EcoSports than they are Fiestas. Oh, wait, no, that's not out
What's
yet.
An EcoSport?
It's a Fiesta on, like, a CUV.
Oh, like a tall, like a C-Max version
yep.
of a, really?
Yeah.
Is it ugly? Is it good looking?
It's another CUV.
I feel you.
It was featured in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. For a tenth of a second.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Where does that happen?
When that big blob is going... Spoilers. When that big blob is going over, like, Earth,
mm-hmm.
you see it for, like, 10 seconds.
That is
it's
hilarious.
It's like a blue
what
EcoSport.
What do you think that cost? $2 million?
Oh, way more. Because they did a big campaign with it. Like,
so that it was featured?
Yeah,
featured
yeah.
in the movie for two
I got, games? I got to see Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 thanks to Ford. Thank you, Ford.
Is it the? I don't know. I thought it was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
Is it the only car? No, because young Kurt Russell's driving a thing.
Mustang
in the
2.
That's a Mustang. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
Mustang
I'm thinking.
2, yeah.
I think Ford.
Yeah,
paid a
they
little
got,
bit more.
They got
to
exclusive
get in there.
Automotive rights.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna watch it again. I'm gonna see that. I'm gonna fucking die laughing. That's funny. Yeah, no, that happens. There's that story I love hearing Bob Gale tell that Ford wanted Doc Brown to drive a Mustang in Back to the Future. He was like, Doc Brown doesn't drive a fucking Mustang. They tell all that shit in all the documentaries. It's fucking funny. have you driven a Cadillac CT6? Someone wants to know about
yes.
it. I haven't driven one. Is it any good?
Not really.
No? How is it different from the CTS? It's bigger? There's more
bit.
Stuff in it?
It's not really more stuff.
It's the same?
Well, it's the same chassis.
So it
just extended a little bit.
And that's it.
It really should. Like, I like the CTS-V. I like the ATS-V. They're good chassis. They're good cars. The CT6 never made sense to me.
It doesn't really make sense to me either because I can barely spot one on the street. Like, if I don't know if it's really a CTS or a CT6. I don't really.
They look almost identical.
Yeah. And they share powertrains and stuff as
yes,
well?
Yes, they do.
So what's the point?
I don't know. I mean, the CT6 has a different... I think it has a different V6, like a twin-turbo V6.
Yeah, you, like the V-Sport. Isn't
yeah,
the
V-Sport. Oh, maybe it does. Then it probably does share
them
the same
are,
CTS.
Someone emailed me. They bought one of those for like 42 used. That's a good... That's a lot of
that's
car.
A good
it's
deal.
Really fucking fast.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, they go good. I see that Goodfellas thing with them that got taken off YouTube because we use the real music.
Well, can't you just
oh,
like
man.
Check a box and say like we understand that it's...
Yeah,
real
no, we
music?
Did not enable ads or anything like that, but it was just it got a copyright violation. It got taken down.
Oh,
yeah,
lame.
You live and you learn. You live and you learn.
I mean, I did like teasers when I worked at Bold Ride.
Yeah.
I used popular music.
How long were the teasers?
A minute or two.
Really?
Yeah.
And with did you have ads enabled on YouTube or no?
Maybe not. No ads.
If you're not a partner, they don't really care. If you're a partner, it's a problem. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's like you sign an oath, you know.
That's lame.
You prick your finger and sign it in fucking blood. What do you got coming up? Anything good?
GMC Terrain.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Going to Pittsburgh for that shit.
Having a press launch in Pittsburgh?
Yes, we are.
That's kind of... I you know what? I wouldn't mind going to Pittsburgh, frankly.
I've never been.
That seems all right.
So, hopefully it's good.
Is there an updated Terrain? The Terrain was always kind of a decent car, but it always said rental car to me.
I think they're selling a lot of them.
Do you think
it's that weird like CUV SUV market?
Yeah. Do you think you're gonna arrive at Pittsburgh and you're gonna be in one of those real people Chevy commercials when you get
Please
there?
No, I don't want to be.
I think you are.
Oh no!
I think you're gonna show up and they're gonna be like, "It's gonna be Vice."
It's me and a couple friends that are doing this wave, and we won't have any of that shit.
My friend works at Vice from Connecticut, and he came out to say hi the other night. And he came over, and Vice Media has a commercial arm now, where they're basically doing branded content for very.
We have that too.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people do. It's how you pay the bills. But he was really about the hashtag brands, hashtag branding. And he was, and they had a Vice Media crew that I made fun of at that Michelin Pilot Sport 4 event, and he was like, he was so offended by it, because like they were filming, they made you your own little reality show, and you went up there, it was like totally YouTuber ready.
Oh, I saw. Did you see their Canadian like car thing that they did?
No. what was their Canadian car? All
right, I gotta find it. Oh, well, I'll find it later and show you, but.
Send it to me on Twitter tomorrow.
This dude is going around like interviewing like people in like weird little sections of the car community, enthusiast community, and it's all like the worst human beings of the automotive community. And I watched three episodes and I was just like, I wanted to strangle someone.
Is it satire or is it serious?
No. It's dead serious. It's awful. Like they did like Gold Rush Rally people.
Oh no.
And then
that's like, you know what? That's
like super sketchy drifters. And
that's exactly what I did 8 years ago. I can't,
drag racers, like street racers.
I can't hate on this shit. It's exactly what I was doing like years ago.
Oh, but it's just like, I
know.
I want to just be like, no.
I know.
Call me. I'll do it.
I can't believe
if you're listening, I will do your fucking show for you. Please just let me tell real stories instead of, oh my God, these are not the human beings that you should be interviewing. Fuck these people.
You know, I feel like they automatically start by going down like the criminal rabbit hole.
They
start at criminal and then work to cars instead of starting at, normal car people.
It's real bad. Like they filmed like a chase at one point. Like they were running from the cops and I was just like, no.
Did you ever see the thing with the guy from The Wire on about the car theft in Newark?
No.
It's fucking crazy. Don't ever drive a remotely new luxury SUV through Newark.
All right.
He basically was like, so, thank the manufacturers. Like, we used to be able to steal them with tools. Now we got to steal them with guns because it's all keyless go.
Holy fuck. Crazy.
Yeah, it's Michael K. Williams. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Michael K. Williams, yeah. He hosts this fucking thing. I think it's for Vice, and it's crazy. It's just about car theft in Newark.
But, yeah.
All right, my friend.
Yeah.
What do you want to plug? Automobile.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jonathan_Klein.
Jonathan is Jonathon. It's Jonathon.
Jonathon.
Jonathon. Jonathon_Klein.
Yep.
Do you have to spell that out to everyone who spells it wrong in the customer service?
Yep. Even like PR people that I email will still get it.
They fuck it up.
They'll do AN.
Do you have an auto forwarding address that with the incorrect spelling?
No,
you should get that email
do.
Address that's the same as yours but incorrect and auto forward it to you.
That would be
you should
idea.
At least search it, your email address. It might, you never know what's getting sent off into the fucking distance. Just Automobile, anything else?
Also read Roadkill. I'm doing a bunch of shit for Alana, which has been a lot of fun.
Nice.
So I did Scarbo SVF1.
Oh yeah.
Which was super fun. So we went out into the middle of the desert on private test facility.
Like El Mirage kind of place?
Sure.
Yeah.
And then I did a story with Blake Wilkie, who's that dude that got arrested for jumping the Baja truck last year in San Diego. He was super rad.
Did he do time?
Yeah. So he did 3 weekends in jail.
3 weekends. That seems worth
45 days of house arrest. And by the time, he got less time. So this is a funny story. By the time the cops caught up with him, the car was already in Qatar.
Qatar, huh?
It got sold.
Bro.
It went to Qatar.
Bro, I need cash, bro.
And they tried to have it brought back as like a weapon. Evidence?
Oh, a weapon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were trying to charge him with that type of shit. But by the time he had went off house arrest and did all this, he had already built his new truck. And it's just way gnarlier. So well, we did
is
that.
Is he gonna keep it on the keep it legal, bro?
Keep it legal. He kept it legal. He's super cool. Like he's just like, I'm never doing that shit again.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. What outlet is that for?
That's for Roadkill too.
Oh, cool. Great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Killing it. I'm about it. Thanks for coming down today, man.
Yeah, no problem.
I don't know where our next podcast is gonna be coming from. It might be coming from actually from New York, because we're doing some scenes for Drive. So we may have to do it remotely. We will see. Thanks for coming down, dude.
Yep.
Thank you to the people watching the video. Thank you for the people listening to the podcast. The Smoking Tire Podcast is powered by Shout Engine. Get your own damn podcast at shoutengine.com. All you need is some internet, some microphones, some computer interfaces, and set up that podcast hosting through shoutengine.com. It is the way forward.
Do it.
Thanks, guys. See you later.